I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Murders in Afghanistan, bombings in Iraq, and a mosque in Ground Zero will only end with a gospel. The Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says Ramadan, which starts today, is the perfect time. Crescent Project has trained teams, but funds are still needed.
Out of the 7 million that are here, even if 1%, even a mustard seed, turns their face to Jesus and takes him as Savior, that's 70,000 believers. So let us utilize this time of Ramadan to partner with Crescent Project. Help us financially in getting the job done in reaching Muslims here.
Just $10 can give a Bible to a Muslim. Help Crescent Project now at our website. Meanwhile, a new report published in the Journal for Scientific Study of Religion finds that younger Americans are more likely to be loyal to religion than baby boomers. However, evangelist Sammy Tippett says what the study reveals is a social shift from religion to secularism. Tippett says secularism produces a deep spiritual hunger.
There is a generation out there who have no clue what the Bible is about, what Christianity is about, because they've grown up in a secular environment. And if we can show them the love and the grace of Christ and who he is and what he's done, they will respond.
And medical facilities in Chad are generally limited. Medicines are often in short supply or unavailable. Africa Inland Mission cooperated with the Evangelical Church of Chad to address the physical and spiritual needs. Dr. Ann Fursten of AIM coordinates and supervises the work of 37 health centers under the partnership. Recently, the government provided funds to purchase a vehicle and other necessary equipment for the hospital. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett. To get your free copy, just call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org, and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.